One thing that has not been changed is going to be tomorrow night. Football season is here. UNC got off to a great start with that comeback win over South Carolina. It's going to be a sellout on Saturday night in Keenan Stadium for the Tar Heels home opener against Miami. And before that, the Tar Heel game day spirit is heading to the heart of downtown Chapel Hill. You can kick off the home season with Tar Heel Downtown, a once-a-year downtown Chapel Hill pep rally. It's going to be tomorrow evening, 6 to 8 p.m. on West Franklin Street at Carolina Square. We are joined in the studio by a couple special guests to talk a little bit more about Tar Heel Downtown. We've got Matt Glanick, who heads up the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, and Susan Brown, who you probably know is the head of the Chapel Hill Public Library, also heads up Chapel Hill's Community Arts and Culture Department. Matt, Susan, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Hello.
I thought I was here to talk about books. About Tar Heel Downtown.
We are excited.
Which is on as scheduled, right? 6 o'clock tomorrow night.
So long as Dorian doesn't change course.
And it's going to be really cool because last year's Tar Heel Downtown actually did get hurricaned out because of Florence, but this year it's looking good.
Dorian is no Florence,
at least not for us. So what's it going to entail? What can people expect?
We're really excited about it. We've got some new partners this year. Carolina Square has donated their green space. We've got a nice, great enclosed space for families to come bring their kids and come see the marching band come out and the cheerleaders and Ramses. And we've got the tenants over there at Carolina Square are going to be out and showing what they've got. So Alumni Hall will be there selling merchandise. Pure Vela will be showing what the spin bikes are like. Be Good and Pizza Press will be there with some food options. And we're just going to hopefully have a really great event that really is a good family event and showcases a great new team. Rick Steinbacher will be there to kick off the event. And we've got a DJ there who will be just helping keep things interesting for the 2 hours we'll be out there.
Cool. So we've talked about the importance for the UNC football team to have community support, and this is certainly part of that. How important is it for the community to have that relationship with UNC football and have people excited about the team and the program?
I'll take that one.
Yeah.
So I'll just preface that.
That's good because
Matt
was pointing right at you and saying, Susan, take that one.
So speaking for myself first, I am a football gal at heart.
Awesome.
I was raised in a football household. I love college football. NFL, but college football is my
jam. College football is where it's at.
I have lived in Lawrence, Kansas and Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Two most basketball-heavy meccas.
Yes.
And I've gotten on board with college basketball. But for me personally, I am so flippin' excited about UNC football this year. And last Saturday night, I was watching Tech on one screen and UNC on one screen because I'm a Hokie at heart.
Of course.
And I got to tell you, I was rooting just as loud for UNC football as I was for the Hokies.
It ended up being a much more exciting game, though, too.
Yes, especially
there at the end.
So for me personally, I'm super excited. But I think it's really UNC football. I mean, it's town gown. We're a college town. Everything is knitted together. And we have great partners at the University. Michael Beal and Rick Steinbacher have been awesome in bringing the cheerleaders and the marching band. Matt's been a great partner, or he's the lead. We're happy to be a partner on this in bringing some new folks on board. So I think it's important to everybody that in a college town, whether it's about sports or culture or arts or whatever it is, student life, that we work together on these things. And I think that this is a great showcase for that.
Yeah. What's the impact of a UNC football game on businesses downtown? I mean, we're talking about a sellout game Saturday.
I think all of the hotel operators are especially excited for Mac Brown being back and selling out games. You know, we're bringing lots of people that come back to town and stay in our hotels and eat in our restaurants and shop at our shops when we've got this. And I think, Michael Beal and UNC Sports are really looking to partner with us to make sure that for all sports, not just for football or basketball, that we're bringing people downtown to really celebrate it. And I think, like Susan said, that connection to our teams and to our universities is what really makes Chapel Hill stand out in a special place.
speaking with Matt Gladick and Susan Brown, talking about Tar Heel Downtown. By the way, tarheeldowntown.com is the website if you want more information about this cool event, which is going to be tomorrow night, 6 to 8 p.m. downtown at Carolina Square, which is on West Franklin Street. And Matt, this will be your first Tar Heel Downtown, right?
This will.
How important is an event like this and just kind of that relationship with the university for the Downtown Partnership?
I think that... That's a tough question. You know, it's I think this is just one thing. It's not especially important or unimportant. It's just one more way that we are really tying in with the university and highlighting the great partnerships that we have.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're looking forward to welcoming Mac back and to celebrating everything that we have and getting the opportunity for families and people at Carolina Square and in town to interact with the band and the cheerleaders.
Cool.
And so I was just going to follow that by saying,
yes,
we are bringing Rick Steinbacher's coming, right, Matt?
Yeah, yeah.
And we're bringing the band and cheerleaders, and Ramses is going to be there. But they don't make a Tar Heel Downtown. What makes a Tar Heel Downtown are the fans and the communities and the families coming out. We'd have fun, but it wouldn't be as much fun without
those
folks. So the fans are a key player in this. So we're asking everybody to come on out, you know, grab dinner downtown, whether it's from the Pizza Press or Be Good, buy some merch, see Ramses, wear your blue. But the fans are a key part of Tar Heel Downtown. So if they aren't there, it's not Tar Heel Downtown.
Awesome. That's a message to you out there, listeners like you. Come to Tar Heel Downtown tomorrow night, 6 to 8 p.m. Again, Carolina Square on West Franklin Street. Anything else about Tar Heel Downtown that we haven't mentioned yet that people desperately ought to know?
I mean, I think as a parent of two small kids, I think this is going to be a really great event to test out a new partner in Carolina Square and being able to have an enclosed space for families to enjoy a great event downtown.
Awesome. Susan?
And the other thing I'll say that we forgot to mention, the Town of Chapel Hill Fire Department is going to be there with Carolina Blue Fire Truck for kids to climb on and take selfies in and all of that. So it's really going to be a great atmosphere, weather be darned, family friendly and all.
Friday night, 6 to 8 p.m., that's tomorrow, Carolina Square on West Franklin Street. The band will be there, the cheerleaders, a DJ with music, concessions, Ramses will be there, and we're looking forward to seeing you there as well. Tar Heel Downtown.com is the website. It's going to be a great night. Susan Brown, Matt Gladick, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Aaron.